am speaking as a black Tunisian woman, but also as a witness of what is happening in Tunisia. Since the president's announcements in 2023, we have seen incitement to hatred against sub-Saharan Africans and black persons and people of color. Some have been thrown into prison in Tunisia. We are seeing this as arbitrary arrests. They are people who had denounced racism. So human rights defenders are being used as scapegoats at a time when the government is designing its migratory policy. The Tunisian government is of the view that it is defending the rights of minorities, but that is completely wrong. Migrants are the targets of multiple hate speeches and racist speeches, not to mention that the assault on freedoms is reflected in the fact that many journalists are today behind bars without any charges having been brought against them. Our recommendations are very clear. The African Union's resolutions must be adopted and put into practice. Human rights defenders and journalists and activists must be released if they have been arbitrarily detained. Furthermore,
Chiwar, please.
Balochistan is the poorest province in Iran. The wealth and resources of the region exploited by Iranian government with the no benefit of Baloch people who live there. Widespread poverty has been forced